Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, October 27th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it felt like fall over the weekend. It's getting colder. It's going to be in the 50s this week. We're putting on jackets, hoodies. It's basically fall, and I guess with the return of fall is essentially a return of Eagles football, because this is the first Monday, really all season, I would say, where you can wake up and feel like your team played a complete game. The Eagles absolutely dominated on Sunday in their 38-20 win over the Giants, a game that where the score probably doesn't even say how close it really was. The Giants got that touchdown at the end when the game was completely over. I mean, they just dismantled them. Like, they probably dismantled them worse than the Eagles got dismantled by the Giants 2 weeks ago. I think that loss felt more impactful because the Eagles were such heavy favorites, and then the Eagles were supposed to win this game. But just a complete shellacking of the Giants, who had a few moments where they were in it. But outside of that, the Eagles really had complete control. And, you know, I talked on the postgame pod with James about this, but you think about all the games this year, like the Dallas game, they're 1-0, banner night, Cowboys, but that second half wasn't great. The Chiefs game, still couldn't run the ball, not a great game offensively. The Rams game, they have to absolutely come back in dramatic fashion after a terrible first half. The Bucks game, they almost blow it. The Giants, they lose. The Broncos, they lose. The Vikings, they can't run the ball. I don't know what you nitpick at with this one. Like, this is one where, from beginning to end, both sides of the ball, all facets of both sides of the ball, the running game, the passing game, the run defense, the pass defense, they were unbelievable. So a morning where fall is back, go get yourself like a pumpkin spice latte or something like that. But fall is back, and we can officially say Eagles are back as well. Ironically, they go away next week, but then they're back to play the Packers. But it does just feel like the 2025 season. Like, that was the first performance of the 2025 season I think the team can really be proud of. So we got a lot to get into today. A lot of stuff. Nick, Jalen, Saquon, Goddard, Tank Bigsby getting a shout out on the pod. So let's get right into it so you can get along with your Monday. On the schedule for today, Nick Sirianni speaks at 3:15. It'll be the last time we hear from him, or really anyone with the Eagles, maybe the coordinators Tuesday, I'm not sure, but with their bye week and then playing next Monday night, we're not going to have anything Eagles related until next Thursday, like, and not like 4 days from now, like the Thursday after. And as you know, if you listen to the pod, I don't think this Thursday should be, like, next Thursday is 4 days from now. That is the next time it is Thursday. The week after is the following Thursday. So anyway, regardless, it's going to be a while until we hear from the Eagles. So Nick Sirianni today at 3:15 to talk about the win. With the injury report, the Eagles get out of this one relatively healthy. Of course, they have one moment where it was very scary, where Saquon Barkley pulls up at the end of a run, kind of limps off the field a little bit. Looked like it might be a hamstring at first. It's eventually reported by the team as a groin injury. I asked Saquon after the game if he was going to play against the Packers. He said yes, and it sounds like he could have went back into this game if the game was close, if it was a playoff game, those type of things. So they were able to be precautionary with him because they built themselves such a big lead up. So Saquon leaves the game relatively unscathed. The team leaves the game in good shape. And now they have time to rest up. Like, Nolan Smith should be back after the bye. A.J. Brown should be back after the bye. Cam Jurgens, I think, should be back after the bye. Adoree Jackson hopefully will be back after the bye as he, you know, works through the concussion protocol. Like, they're not in terrible injury shape when they have some time to heal up here. So that Packers game is a big one, and they should be relatively healthy for it. All right, so want to give you guys an update on the book drive. First of all, thank you guys so much to everybody that's donated. Like, the fact we're already as far along as we are on our way to our goal of $5,000 is really telling how generous you are, how lucky I am to have people listen to the pod and the station that are so generous. So in case it's the first time you're hearing of it, I'm working with Treehouse Books this season to raise money to put more books in the hands of kids in the Philadelphia area. Treehouse Books, a nonprofit in North Philadelphia that does unbelievable work. And we're doing things a bit differently this year. I've worked with them the past few years. We've been able to raise $23,000. And this year we got a few prizes where you could, where you can win something outside of just feeling good for doing something. You go to the website, the link is in the pod bio, and you create a team. If your team raises the most money by the end of the season, you win a Zach Bond signed football. And if your team gets to $100, you get the $100. You get a shirt, a sick custom Eagle shirt designed by Dewani Soraya, one of the top local artists, the top local artist, in my opinion. So lots of cool giveaways involved with this. Shout out to John Rizzio Hamilton, who made an extremely generous donation. Shout out to Charlie from Denmark, my guy Charlie. Haven't seen you in a minute. Thank you for your donation. We're getting a lot of people. Melissa Perot, I believe is how you pronounce that last name. So thank you to everybody that's donated. We're all well on our way, and you can help us get on to our goal by making a donation at the link in the bio. So thank you guys to everyone that's done it, and thank you to everybody that will donate in the future. All right, so let's get into it. So first, as I said, the most complete game of the Eagles season so far, and really like a whew, moment, right? Like a calm everything down game for the Eagles. They have those two straight losses to the Giants and the Broncos, and then they go to Minnesota, they get a win, and this game kind of ends that losing streak in a real way where, you can go out and you can play, you go out and you get a win. It's funny, the soccer team I like, Leeds, they were in a bit of a funk, and the manager said something like, that first game when you're ending a streak is always the hardest game. and then you can kind of get your momentum back. The Vikings game was a hard game to win, to end the losing streak, get things going. And I thought this game was the beginning of getting their momentum. But of course, when they lose the two straight games, there's going to be comparisons to 2023. Just like any traumatic thing you have, right? When you see something relatively close to it, again, like I'm afraid of rain because my basement used to flood. So now whenever it rains, I get a little scared, right? And so when you see the Eagles lose two straight games, you probably think like of 2023 because it's like PTSD in a way, right? So Nick was asked about, you know, going from two straight losses to two straight wins, getting out of that funk. And here's what Nick had to say.
You had a couple years ago, you lost a couple of games in a row and it snowballed and it kind of got away from you guys. It didn't this year. You know, you lose two in a row and you've come back and won two in a row now. What, if anything, did you learn maybe from 23 and then apply now? Does it even matter? Is that a factor?
I think there were lessons that we learned in 23. I'm not so sure that it applied the exact same way. I know there were lessons we learned, a lot of lessons that we learned in 23, but not necessarily, you know, just because we didn't lose two games in a row last year. We know the reality in this league that you can lose multiple games in a row because of the parity of this league and the good players and the teams and the coaches in this league. So I don't think from inside perspective there was any ever like, oh man, this is like 20, you know what I mean? Like, but were there lessons learned in 23? Absolutely. And we continue to try to learn lessons from 24 and 25. And I think what's really important is this bye week right here. I always like our process off of a bye week and during a bye week. And you know, that's my job as a coach we still got a lot of things to fix and clean up. But that's what this week will be about. The players resting, looking at stuff themselves, and then us, you know, really grinding it out, you know, this week, to put ourselves in a position to, you know, move on, through the rest of the season.
So Nick has always been big in saying he learns from everything, and the results speak for themselves in terms of the Eagles' ability to simply just win. And that's especially true in the regular season, in the beginning of season. So the Eagles have now started 6-2 or better through 8 games for the 4th consecutive season, which is tied for the longest stretch in franchise history. And prior to that streak, the last time the Eagles got off to a 6-2 start or better in consecutive seasons was from 1979 to 1981. Sirianni is now the 8th head coach in league history to start 6-2 or better in 4 of their first 5 career seasons. The only other coaches to do it: Paul Brown, Guy Chamberlain, John Gruden, George Halas, Chuck Knox, Don Shula, and Mike Tomlin. So a pretty good list for Nick to be on. And just think about that, like the consistency in starting off the season well, but also just the ability to always kind of rebound. 2023, they weren't able to rebound, but they have shown now, you know, they're out of this funk. Doesn't mean they're going to win every game the rest of the year like 2024, although who knows, maybe they will. But it does mean, I think, that we can feel like they showed fight and a resiliency that 2023 team really wasn't able to show. Now, a real reason they were able to win this game on Sunday was because of the running game. Saquon gets it started with this 65-yard run on the second offensive play of the game. He ends up with 150 yards on only 14 carries and just has a dominating day on the ground. So I asked Saquon about that first run and then also just about the running game as a whole and how good it felt to get it going. And here's what Saquon had to say.
Long one. Yeah, felt great. O-line did a great job there. You know, did a great job getting me to the second level, and I was able to use my speed on that one. But it's important to start the game off fast, and doesn't get really any faster than that besides the play before. So I feel like that was a key to how successful we were this game, and something we could build on.
What do you think was working with the running game today?
I mean, I think the O-line did a really good job of dominating up front, creating space for us. It's cool to see Tank get out there and make some big plays, and you know, to have, I've never been a part of a game, I don't think so, of having 200-yard back, so it was great to see him go out there and make plays, especially, you know, see him finish the game for us.
Yeah, I do think it was a sigh of relief when he finally got that long touchdown. Like, they know they needed to get things going. They know the run game hasn't been good enough. But as much as you can say you believe it, until you actually go out and do it, Like, I think there's always going to be that seed of doubt. So I think when Saquon got that 65-yard run, it just felt good for everybody. Like, you could feel it in the stadium. It was like, wow, like, they can still do that. They can still make really big runs. So like I said, Saquon had an unbelievable day on the ground. 150 yards, obviously a season high. He hadn't even broken like 80 yards, I think, in any other game this year. He gets a touchdown on 14 carries, then adds 24 yards and another touchdown on four catches. So a total of 174 yards and two touchdowns. He looked like the Saquon of old, the way he ran, the way he was elusive. Like, the Giants running game is not good, but the Eagles have faced bad running defenses this year and have still struggled. I just thought they executed well. The offensive line was good. Brett Toth had a bunch of really good run. So really impressive game from Saquon. So Saquon posted a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown in the same game for the first time since last year, obviously, when they also had the Kelly Green uniforms on, ironically, and including the playoffs. I thought this stat was wild. Including the playoffs, Saquon has eight rushing touchdowns of 60 or more yards as an Eagle. Since obviously the beginning of next year, he has an NFL record 7 60-plus yard rushing touchdowns in 2024. So 7 last year, 1 this year. So those 8 rushing touchdowns of 60 yards or more is the same amount as the next 3 closest Eagles combined since 2000. Miles Sanders has 3, Brian Westbrook has 3, and Bryce Brown has 2. So them combined have 8. Saquon has 8. So that's just wild, the amount of big plays he's been able to have, especially in the short stretch. Like, Bryce Brown's career, obviously pretty short, but Miles Sanders was a starting running back for a few years. Brian Westbrook, obviously the starting running back for a few years. So just his ability to hit big home runs has been really unparalleled since he became an Eagle. And this 150-yard rushing game was the 10th career game that he's had with 150 career rushing yards, and it's the 9th multi-touchdown game since joining the Eagles. So he's been unbelievable, and it was just a good reminder of what he can be. He clearly had not been that the first, seven games of the year. I didn't think he looked special the first game, 7 games of the year. He did today, and I think it was probably good for Saquon to have that reminder to himself that he can still go out and do it. Now, of course, it wasn't just Saquon that had a big day on the ground. Tank Bigsby also showed up. Tank Bigsby, who was becoming kind of like a punchline just because they traded the 5 and the 6 for him, and then he was benched as the kick returner. It had kind of become a thing that people point to, like, the season's going bad and they traded a 5 and a 6 for Tank Bigsby. But you saw on Sunday what they saw in Tank Bigsby. So here's Tank Bigsby after the game talking about his game.
Been great, you know, just doing what I had to do to help the team win. Just thankful for the opportunity, you know, because I've always been ready. My name's Paul.
Yeah, what's that process been like with knowing you're not probably going to get a ton of reps?
You know, like, just being ready. I know we're around great guys, great coaches. Just building is great. Just being around these people, just knowing. However you can be the best player you can be for this team, whenever the number's called, that's when you got to do it. So, just happy we won today. We beat them, and we lost last week, 2 weeks ago, so I feel good to actually be back on top of that.
He showed flashes, for sure. Like, he looked special. So Tank Bigsby, actually ironic, like, I guess this isn't ironic at all, but Tank Bigsby, it was his 3rd career game, 100-plus rushing yards, 104 yards on the ground. The Eagles have 2 running backs to top 100 yards. It's the first time the Eagles have done that in a game since 2013, when Bryce Brown and LeSean McCoy both had over 100 yards. Bryce Brown had 115. LeSean McCoy had 133. So Tank Bigsby with an awesome showing, had that big run on second and like 26, whatever it was, for the first down, and just ran hard. Like, there were a few times where he got to the sideline and he did not just run out of bounds. Like, he fought up the field and made them take him down. And I thought physically the Eagles just showed up in this game more than they have in the past matchup, I should say. So I thought they showed up with fight. I thought they ran hard. I thought the lines, they really dominated. And I thought in between plays, there were times where the Giants were like trying to get to them and the Eagles wouldn't let them do it. So Tank Bigsby helped, I thought, to set the tone for how physical they were. But outside of just Tank Bigsby, a big part of the reason they won was they moved the ball up and down the field on offense. And when they got into the red zone, they scored. They've always been good at it, but they were 3 for 3 in the red zone on Sunday. They've been scoring like basically every time they get in the red zone this season. They had those 2 games where they struggled against the Giants. against the Giants and the Broncos. But outside of that, they've been almost automatic in the red zone. So Nick was asked about the red zone, if they've added more plays. You can hear a little bit of a back and forth here with Zach Berman of The Athletic. But I'll just, here's Nick on the red zone.
With the red zone this year, what has Dallas Goedert added in this particular system that would cost me touchdowns?
Well, I think he's a hell of a player. He's a big time target. And in a sense, he's due. He does a lot of dirty work in this offense. And we've had a lot of different opportunities that we've always had within, I guess, you know, Nick and, you know, the OCs that have come over time that just haven't got called. So some of those things are getting called, and he's taking advantage of those opportunities. And I think KP kind of has a really good feel in the red zone.
And part of the reason they've been so good in the red zone is because of Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert has been so good this year, so dependable. He's catching those shovel passes. He got one today where he caught it and went in the end zone afterwards. And it makes sense. Like, Goddard should be a great red zone threat. And he has been throughout his career. He's just not always gotten the opportunity. Jalen Hurts said something to the effect after the game of, you know, Goddard's paid his dues and now it's time. And it's true. Like, we talk so much about AJ not getting the ball enough, like how Devontae's underrated, how Saquon needs the ball. Goddard, like, could get 10 plus touchdowns every year, I think, if he was the number one option on a team. He's that good in the red zone. He's now up to 7 touchdowns on the season. That's tied for the NFL lead as of this recording with Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions. And since 2015, only three tight ends have registered 7-plus receiving touchdowns in their first 7 games played in a season. Goddard this year, Travis Kelce in 2022, and Gronkowski in 2015. So he's been awesome. Those rarefied air to be in there with Kelce and Gronkowski, two of, if not the best two tight ends to ever play the game. Probably not the top two, but certainly on the short list of the best to ever do it at that position. And Goddard deserves this. Like, Goddard, like I said, he's an afterthought, but the fact he's getting in the end zone so much, he's not putting up huge receiving numbers in terms of yardage. I mean, no one on the Eagles really is, but when it comes to the red zone, like, Goddard's been super, super involved, and it's really paid off for him. Like, making him an emphasis in the red zone has been huge. I said on the postgame pod with James, like, they might want to consider trying to sign this guy in season. I know it's not something that they do often, but I think it's worth thinking about with Goddard. Big part of the locker room, certainly not anywhere near the end of his career. I know they probably want to add a young tight end this offseason, but, like, you can't go to that guy right away. And I think Goddard's earned a new contract, and he should be an Eagle for life. Like, he's been in Super Bowls. He's won Super Bowls. Like, he wants to be an Eagle. I think I hope they're able to get something done there. Over the last 2 weeks, Jalen Hurts has been playing under center way more than he was in the first 5 games of the season. I guess it would have been 6 games of the season. The first 6 games of the season wasn't really under center almost ever. We know against the Vikings, the under center numbers. He was 4-for-4 on under center play action. He was really good from under center again today. So Jalen was asked about being under center, and here's what Jalen had to say.
Now that there's been more under center for a few weeks now, how does that help you? How does that help that balance, especially with the running game?
I think when you have more variety and you have different variations of what you do, you definitely can build off of that. And so I think the best of them usually are able to attack people in different ways, and they can pick their poison in that. And I do think that element of what we do, it has always done something for us. And we just want to continue to build off of that. I enjoy being under center and being able to complement things within our run game and find a flow. But ultimately, I think it's about finding a flow in what you do. It's not necessarily, you know, you stick a guy under center or you're playing from the shotgun or you're in the pistol. It's about what are you doing when you're under center? How are we leveraging what we do? How are we leveraging the guys? What guys, you know, what spots are we putting guys when we're in these different positions? And so we just want to continue to build off of it. Obviously, a big time for us is always going into the bye week and being able to assess that and have a reset a bit and build forward.
So you hear him in there, says he like it, that he does like it. Earlier in the week when he was asked about under center, he kind of downplayed it. I don't think any quarterback likes being under center. Like, you have to backpedal, turn around, and reassess the field really quickly, whereas opposed to shotgun, you can just see right away. So I don't think any quarterback likes doing it. but he's actually, but he's absolutely been effective from it. And not just from under center, but Jalen has been unbelievable the past two games passing the ball. Against the Giants, he was 15 of 20 for 179 yards, four passing touchdowns, ties his career high, no interceptions, and a passer rating of 141.5. He's now third in the NFL, which is funny because, like, we've been talking about the passing game struggling all year. He's now third in the NFL with 114.4.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Passer rating. It's his third career performance with 4+ passing touchdowns, and he becomes a 6th Eagles quarterback with 100+ career passing touchdowns with McNabb, Jaws, Cunningham, Wentz, funny enough, and Norm Snead. So yeah, I mean, he's been awesome these past few games, and I think what's been impressive about him since that Giants game, like, even in the Giants game, there were plays to be made there that he missed, but, like, guys were open. And I thought the passing game showed some signs. Against the Broncos, they were really close to a 300-plus yard day passing against a really good passing defense. But these past 2 weeks, he's been accurate. He's been decisive. Only threw it 20 times against the Giants, but the 20 attempts he did have, I thought, like, he did a very good job on all of them. Now, we'll do the rewatch report card later today and see how he grades out. But I thought he was awesome. And this is really like the beginning of his MVP push. It's funny. I remember in 2023, speaking of 2023, when they had the Kelly Green jerseys on and he was awesome against the Bills, it was like, all right, this guy might win MVP. And obviously that didn't end up happening. But once again, the Kelly Green jerseys, he looks like he could be an MVP winner this year. And with the Lions and Packers coming up, he'll definitely have that opportunity. So on the other side, one of the reasons the offense has been so good is a guy everyone wanted fired, but has pushed through and persevered, and that's Kevin Petullo. So we're going to talk about Kevin Petullo and AJ Brown on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
So, man, it's not been often we've talked about Kevin Petullo on this pod without people being mad about it. Like, Petullo, the offense was really bad for the first five or six games. Petullo deserved blame for that in the way that he is the offensive coordinator. But he's absolutely pushed through, and he has this offense playing at a really high level. So Dallas Goedert was actually asked, like, why have you been so effective in the red zone? And here, listen to what Goedert says about, like, why he thinks he's been so effective.
You know, the play calling down there has been great. We've been staying ahead of the sticks. And, you know, scoring touchdowns is really beneficial. Sitting at 3 points, you know, doesn't swing the game as much. When you get touchdowns and hold the other team to three, it can get spread out really.
They love Petullo in that locker room. There was, you know, in the locker room after the game, Hurts and Petullo, like, talked for a little bit, and they're both smiling, laughing. Like, you can see them kind of motioning, saying, like, you know, here's what I saw here, and, like, this is what I saw. Like, they have a good relationship, and I think they're getting on the same page. Like, Hurts was asked about Petullo and said, you know, sometimes it takes... Actually, I'll play that audio for you. Here is Hurts on Petullo.
With the rest you are able to this with Kevin... What stands out to you most about him as an OC and a play caller?
Well, I think he's gained confidence and gained assurance in what he sees and what he believes as time is going on. And so, again, I look at how are we helping him. How are we playing penalty free? Are we mastering the things that take no talent? Are we getting in and out of the huddle? You know, the little things that can help all of us and help the play caller find a rhythm in what he does. And so we're very critical of that. I'm very critical of that. That's always something that I'm talking about. But we just want to continue to build. And, you know, he's been rolling.
Yeah, you can just tell. You can tell they like him. And for good reason. Like, he's a good coach. But, again, they were stale. Like, I'm not saying people that were mad at him earlier were wrong because they weren't playing well. But now that they're playing good, I think Petullo deserves credit. Like, guys are open. I think they've been able to fix issues that they've had earlier in the season. That's a sign of a good coach. And really, like, it could have got ugly. And, you know, I'm not going to, like, cry for the guy because he has a high-profile job. He makes good money. But, like, I'm sure it was really hard on Petullo knowing that so many people out there were, like, blaming him for the offensive struggles. So Nick was actually asked about Petullo and how he handled it, and here's what he had to say.
Can you address the job that Kevin Petullo has done so far and the, I don't know, how well or maybe not well he's sort of ignored the noise? Because every time we talk to those guys in there, they're saying it's us, not him. And now it seems to be, you know, that man...
Yeah, that's a good question, Marcus. I think that in football, it's always us, all of us. And so I know they love Kevin, but it's always all of us. And Kevin, I think Kevin's really mentally tough. You know, I think you have to be in this game, regardless of anything. You have to be mentally tough in this game. It's a long season. There's ups and downs. There's weekly stories, all those different things. And I think what Kevin's done a really good job of is being able to block out anything that can be a distraction to him and working like crazy to put himself in the best position to call the best game that he can each week, regardless of what's going on. So I got a lot of respect for Kevin in that aspect.
You know, we talk so much about how Nick's leadership and his attitude trickles down on the team. Same with Jalen, right? I think it's same with assistant coaches too. And Petullo, like Nick often uses an example in his life of where he broke his leg in college and how that adversity really, really helped him succeed in life. Or he'll use how his first press conference was really, really bad and people made fun of him and he persevered through that. He'll use that when talking to players to like teach them a lesson. Petullo, I think, can also use like, hey guys, like I'm getting ripped to shreds out there, but I'm still focused on this and I'm still pushing through. And I think if you're a player, like, you know what people are saying, and then you see how Petullo acts in the building. So I think Petullo, like as a new coordinator, has probably really earned the respect of his players for how he's gotten through this, for how he's pushed through and now has the offense playing at a really, really high level. Now, of course, the Eagles played at a high level on Sunday, despite the fact they didn't have arguably one of the best players on the team. Certainly, definitely one of the best players on the team. I was going to say arguably the best player on offense, but definitely one of the best players on the team. Definitely one of the best receivers in the NFL. That is A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown did not play on Sunday due to the hamstring injury. Of course, if you listen to the Go Birds pod over the week, if you listen to Go Birds radio, we've talked a lot about A.J. There was a report from Adam Schefter that they're not going to trade him unless they get a huge blockbuster deal back for him. So the next few days will be interesting. But Sirianni was asked about the offense without A.J., and here's what he had to say.
No, did A.J. Brown change the game plan and alter how you wanted to attack the Giants?
Yeah, we got a lot of faith in, you know, we always want to be able to run the football, and we were really efficient being able to do that today. I think that there's no secret. We want to be a balanced offense that can run and close games out, be explosive in the pass game, be efficient in the pass game. And so regardless who it was in, we had a lot of faith in those, you know, in all the wideouts. Obviously, anytime you lose a player like AJ for a game, you know, it changes some things as far as how you go about, you know, putting guys in different positions. But naturally you want to, if you have faith in the guys that you have that are backing them up, whether that's, receiver or O-line, you know, you still go about doing what they can do the best, but also putting them in position to make plays. And we got a lot of faith in Jahan. And I know, Jahan only had the one catch, but it was a big time play. A lot of faith in Darius Cooper, a lot of faith in Meche. You know, all those guys, Xavier Gibson was able to get a touch today. He's pretty explosive. So I like the depth that we have there. We're always going to be better, obviously, with AJ on the field. But I thought those guys did a nice job stepping up and making plays. And, you know, just like what happens when the offensive line is down a man.
And as one might expect, Jalen Hurts was also asked about the offense without AJ Brown. And here's what Jalen had to say.
When you're without your top receiver.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
How does that change the game plan?
Well, I point towards those guys that came in and stepped up and made big-time plays on when the number was called. And it's definitely a different rhythm because you get a flow of playing, you know, with AJ and Smitty and Dallas, and you have your crew. The way that they stepped in, Jahan made that big time play towards the end of the game, kind of put a dagger in the game. Coop just going out there and kind of knocking the dust off a bit. I know he hadn't been available. Mitch out there playing hard, and then obviously Smitty. I think all those things are good, but when you're able to run the ball like we did, that creates more of a balance and free will of how we attack people.
So I'll keep this short. I think both answered the questions well. I think neither like said anything in there really that could be interpreted as like, ooh, they are like, you know, they don't care about AJ. Like, I think they were fine quotes, right? But I do think Sunday was a good reminder to like everybody that if they lose AJ, they can be okay. In the past, when they've lost AJ, they've not been okay. When he didn't play in 2024, they really struggled. When he didn't play at the end of 2023 in that playoff game, it was disaster. In 2021, very different team, different players. But when he wasn't on the team that year, they could barely pass the ball. So there's always been this like fear that if AJ's not out there, they can't do it. I think for themselves and for Jalen too, and this is just my opinion, I think part of the reason Jalen was in a good mood is like, hey, like we did it, you know, like we threw the ball and played well without AJ. And that's just a guess on my part. But I do think there was a relief of like, man, like we can do it without this guy. Now, I don't think they'll do it without him the rest of the year. I do think AJ will be on the team past the trade deadline. But if you're AJ, and like I think about the Jeffrey Lurie quote from over the weekend when Diana Russini asked about the possibility of trading AJ, like what would you say if AJ wanted to be traded? And his answer was like, the team comes first and the team will always come first. I think Sunday was a good reminder. Excuse me. I think Sunday was a good reminder that as great as AJ is and as important as he is and as great a teammate as he is to so many guys, and he's like a great guy that's represented the team well, no one player is bigger than the team. And if you're AJ and you weren't out there for that game and you come back against Green Bay and you're not getting the ball, like, I don't think you can do the complaining anymore. Like, I don't think you can do the cryptic tweets. I don't think, I think it's like AJ, like the team has momentum. And I think AJ's got to just kind of get in line with where whatever everyone else is doing. Like, there was a, you know, I think that now after that game, he's lost a little bit his ability to complain. I'm not saying he's been complaining left and right. I'm just saying that the team played a game, scored 38 points, had 4 passing touchdowns, and ran the ball without him. He's an unbelievable player. He could be the best player on offense. Jeffrey Lurie said it. Like, the team comes first. And I think that after Sunday, that message is loud and clear. So we now enter the bye week, and we go into the Packers game. Man, Packers Lions back-to-back. You want to talk about, like, massive, massive matchups. Like, this is what we do it for. This is what we watch football for. This is what we talk about the Eagles for. I can't wait. But until then, we'll have a lot to talk about throughout the week. Of course, we're still going to have dailies for you every day. What do you think? We're going away because the Eagles are going away? Nah, we don't do that here on Go Bird. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he is Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.